You and Grant for breakfast. Triple M.
Frost then sunshine today, reaching tops of 12 degrees in Mount Gambier. Good morning. With the latest Limestone Coast news, I'm Katja Rose Moss. A 39-year-old man will be summoned to appear in Millicent Magistrates Court after he allegedly drove his car into a local skate park back in May. Emergency crews and police attended at the Millicent crash, continuing investigations in an attempt to identify the driver. Officers have interviewed a Millicent man, reporting him for aggravated driving without due care, driving with a disqualified licence and drink driving. With the new financial year in full swing, Limestone Coast workers on minimum wage are set to see a boost in their pay packet. Adult Aussies can now expect to earn a minimum hourly rate of $18.93 per hour. ACTU Secretary Sally McManus says residents should double-check the wage they're paid after July 1st.
Look, local workers should check their payslip. If you're not getting the 3.5% increase or if you're paid less than $18.93 an hour, you're being ripped off. So call your union or call the ACTU on 1300 486 466.
The state's most prominent apprentices and trainees are gearing up for the South Australian Training Awards, the finalists announced. Mount Gambier High School's Shana Lee Locker has been nominated for the School-Based Apprentice of the Year Award, the local set to head to Adelaide in September. Shana is currently completing a Certificate 3 in hairdressing with TAFE SA. And over 180 people have swarmed the Wattle Range Photographic Exhibition, Council Mayor Peter Gandolfi opening the event. The night filled the Millicent Gallery to capacity, officials handing out awards in 10 different categories, sorting through over 400 entries. Mount Gambier photographer Linda Haynes has taken out the black and white category with Petticoat Lane with a twist. Now to sport. It's a fight for first heading into this weekend's round of the Mid-Southeast Netball Association's A-grade comp. Hatherley and Kalangadu sitting on 20 points each. Hatherley is set to face off against Robe as Kalangadu looks for a win over Tantanoola. Right across the region, that's the latest update in your Limestone Coast news and sport.
You and Grant for breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.